JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we head on over to the West for the graduation of the first ever set of students from the West End Infant School. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
School's out. Are you running up the bills? More free time means more screen time and higher energy bills. Higher energy bills means less money to spend. Unplug tablets, phones, laptops, and other devices once they're charged and don't leave them charging overnight. Turn down the volume on the music and switch off electronics when they're not in use. You're in charge. Conserve energy and save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
10 months after opening its doors, West End Infant School in Negril has graduated its first batch of 27 students. West End Infant is the first early childhood institution in Westmoreland to become fully certified by the Early Childhood Commission, ECC, after being in operation for just over one term. Chairman of the ECC, Tricia Williams-Singh, has hailed the school administration for their work in upholding the high standards of the commission.
What you are experiencing is the modernization of the early childhood sector in Jamaica. This is free education, free. There's no reason why our children should not be here. You are a certified institution. That's optimum quality for our children. You feel the difference in an institution like this one compared to others because they have attained all 12 legal operating standards.
Mrs. Williams-Singh is encouraging the other institutions in the parish to take the necessary steps to become certified. Of the 163 early childhood institutions operating in Westmoreland, 134 have applied for certification. West End Infant caters to students 3 to 6 years old. It opened its doors on September 4, 2017 with 46 students and ending the school year with 80. The school was built at a cost of $111 million through a partnership involving the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Sandals Foundation, and the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund. All four goals of Vision 2030 are designed to be adopted by Jamaicans from all sectors of society. It requires the work of everyone, not just the government, to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Learn more at vision2030.gov.jm or log on to Facebook and like the Vision 2030 Jamaica page. You may also call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 876-960-9339.
Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ. Building affordable housing solutions for low and middle income earners. Providing a better quality of life for Jamaican families. Visit us today at 13 Caledonia Avenue, Kingston 5, Albion Road, Montego Bay, or Barracks Road, Savannah Lamar, Westmoreland. Call us at 876-968-7522-4, 876-968-7536-9, or visit our website at hajl.gov.jm. HAJ. Building Jamaica, one community at a time.
Jamaica, it's finally here. The Festival Song 2018 finals at Randy Williams Entertainment Center, Kingston, Sunday, July 15, 6 p.m. Come see the finalists square off in a musical showdown for millions of dollars in prizes. Festival is back and it's bigger and better. After numerous road shows around the country, it comes down to one night and one song. Come out early on Sunday, July 15. Don't miss it. Admission is free.
Special guest artist Leroy Siblings. Get your tickets at a tasty location near you.
On our community notice board, Concert in the Garden with the Jamaica Military Band is on this Sunday, July 15, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Shell Bandstand, Hope Gardens. Take your folding chairs or a blanket and enjoy a free concert with the family at Hope Gardens this Sunday. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.